This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription scheme starting today. This initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals, and academic content, under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers, and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. More than 13,400 international journals covering science, technology, engineering, medicine, mathematics, management, social sciences, and humanities are being made available to researchers under the first phase of the initiative. The Ministry of Defense has declared 2025 as the year of reforms in order to give impetus to the ongoing and future reforms in the defense sector. On the eve of the new year, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a crucial meeting with all secretaries of the Ministry of Defense to review the progress, various key schemes, projects and reforms. Mr. Singh exuded confidence that the year of reforms will be a momentous step in the modernization journey of the armed forces. The focus of these reforms is to ensure that the armed forces are transformed into a technologically advanced, combat-ready force capable of multi-domain integrated operations. The world has welcomed 2025 with grandeur and festivities as dazzling fireworks, cultural performances, and joyous gatherings mark the beginning of a new chapter. The new year travels across different time zones, starting with Kiribati in the Pacific and ending in American Samoa. From Sydney to London, celebrations reflected hopes and aspirations for the year ahead. New Zealand's Auckland was among the first major cities to welcome the new year, with thousands of enjoying fireworks and light displays. Grand celebrations also unfolded across cities in the country. Meanwhile, devotees visited temples and shrines nationwide to offer prayers for a prosperous year. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year 2025. In a social media post, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and a sustainable future for India and the world. Wishing the citizens wonderful health and prosperity in the new year, Prime Minister Modi expressed the hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. Indian Navy is set to commission three indigenously built warships, Nilgiri, Surat and Vaksir, on 15th of this month at Naval Dockyard, Mumbai. Commissioning of these three combatant platforms will provide a significant boost to the Indian Navy's combat readiness, demonstrating the country's unparalleled progress in defense, self-reliance and indigenous building. According to the Indian Navy, all three platforms have been designed and constructed entirely at Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited in Mumbai, which is a testament to the country's growing self-reliance. It also shows the rapid progress made in warships design and construction, cementing the country's position as a global leader in defense manufacturing. The central government has approved the project worth 272 crore rupees for Chandoli and Manikpur in Uttar Pradesh under the National Mission for Clean Ganga. The 59th Executive Committee meeting of the National Mission for Clean Ganga, chaired by Director General NMGCG Rajiv Kumar Mittal, yesterday approved several projects dedicated to the conservation and regeneration of the Ganga River. These initiatives are aimed at promoting the cleanliness, sustainable development and preservation of the environmental and cultural significance of the river. Under this initiative, a state-of-the-art sewage treatment plant with a capacity of 50 million liters per day and supporting structures will be constructed. The total annual groundwater recharge in the country has increased by 15 million cubic meters extensively, and extraction has declined by 3 billion cubic meters in 2024. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patel yesterday released a dynamic groundwater resource assessment report for the year 2024. According to the reports, the total annual groundwater recharge has been assessed as over 446 billion cubic meters. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.